Have you ever been surprised by a ghost? Those, to me, are some of the most intriguing experiences. Far more than ghost hunters out at a specific location that's haunted and is being investigated on a schedule by this group and that group and the other. And, you know, cool, but I find the stories much more intriguing where it's like I'm laying on the couch and I looked over and there was Grandma sitting in the chair. But she died a long time ago. Situations like that. Those are the things that stand out to me and make me wonder and make me go, now why are they there? Because it's not always Grandma. Sometimes it's just somebody that you don't even know. It's scary enough interacting with a stranger that just shows up at your house. But what about when they're like in your house? Full body, walking around, doing their thing. Seem to have an interest in you. Eyes for you, maybe. What do you do in those situations? On today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we hear about a couple of them. Full-bodied apparition. Giving someone a life-changing experience. Then, you know, some people search this stuff out. Some people search for ghosts all the time. Spend their lives trying to find them. And some people spend their lives trying to make them go away. What do you do, though, when the spirit has the power of that choice? Those two stories today on Real Ghost Stories Online, EPP bonus episode number 389. My goodness, it's a lot of episodes. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. I saw a ghost. Okay, I'm not saying that I saw a ghost, but I'm saying someone who says, I saw a ghost. What comes to your mind? To me, it goes back to Ghostbusters, and I'm thinking the librarian. Full-bodied apparition. However, that's rare. Most people who have paranormal experiences, ghostly encounters, it's far from what they actually experience, but some do. And when they do, it's usually a life-changing event to see something that looks so real, yet at the same time has so many qualities and aspects of it that really show you just how not alive it is. Not that it's not real, but it's not of our dimension or anything that we can consciously or explain in any way, shape, or form scientifically. It's there and it's gone. And if you saw it and no one else did, well, good luck. In our next story, we hear about someone who shares a home with a friend. Some other friends leave the home rather unexpectedly, but they don't really give a reason. Soon, the current tenants find out, oh, maybe this is why. Take a listen. First of all, thank you for reading my story. I'm a big fan of the podcast. Secondly, I'm writing about my experience and hope my story gets shared with this podcast to help others who may have had similar paranormal experiences as I did. During my time staying at a townhouse that I only lived in for 6 months, I saw a full-bodied apparition. It's taken me a long time. It's been 5 years now since the incident to not only fully comprehend, I don't even know if I still do, but to talk about my experience with friends, my psyche has been changed, and for those who have seen a full-bodied apparition, I'm sure they can relate. This story is for those who in the future run into a spirit who decides to fully reveal itself. Back in October 2016, I had been cut from a job, moved into a townhouse with a good friend that I met in college. He was still attending the University of Wyoming and had been rooming with two roommates who moved out on him for no particular reason. Looking back on it, we both agree maybe the two previous roommates moved out on him due to paranormal experiences they may have had in the house but didn't want to talk about. It was fate had intertwined us to share this 3-bedroom, 2-story townhouse that would soon shake me to my core. Upon moving in, one thing I instantly realized about the house is it felt as if the house was always casting a shadow. It was a weird sensation how the house reflected light throughout its being. In fact, it even felt this way outside the house, in the small backyard that was fenced in. The best way to describe it is the house always felt as though it was an overcast day in early fall. Because the atmosphere was always dim. My friends and I got along well and always joked around. It was if the house swallowed joy. That's not to say the house felt evil. I never felt the presence of evil. But I never felt that I was welcomed in the house either. This overcast atmosphere gave way to feelings of always being watched. Though it was not an overwhelming feeling during the day, at night was a different story. As I had previously mentioned, I had been cut from a job, which took me over a month and a half to land a new one. Needless to say, I spent a lot of time in the place during the day while I looked for that new job. There was always an uneasy feeling about this place, just everything about it, including the feelings of being watched. Remember one night in particular, my roommate had gone out in the town with friends, and I was home alone. We had a furniture arrangement in the living room set with a TV, 2 lazy boys, and a couch. One of the lazy boys was my roommate's, and this particular evening I felt as though a spirit was sitting in my roommate's chair. It was only a gut feeling in my stomach that made me feel this. The chair never moved on its own. However, this is the only time in my life I've had this feeling, even to this day. Another night, this time my roommate was home. My roommate and a friend of his were working on his friend's car in the garage. Now, December in Laramie is not pleasant, as it is very cold. They didn't have a heater in the garage, but they still had winter jackets on as they worked on the friend's car. Going back to my description of how the house always felt overcast, it's important to note that even on warmer days, the house had a certain chill to it. It wasn't always the kind of chill where you needed to put on extra layers of clothes, but it was an odd enough chill that sucked the life out of the house. That's the best way to put it. As I mentioned before, during the day, the feeling of being watched wasn't really a strong feeling, but eerie nonetheless. At night, it was unbearable. The house had a darkness to it I've never experienced before, and this night I was not having it. The feeling of being watched was so strong I could no longer be in the house by myself. I made my way out into the freezing garage to hang with my roommates and his friend. I felt more comfortable in that frigid garage than I did in the house, which did have heating, of course. It's important to note that up until this point that I'm about to explain, the only instances of the paranormal I experienced in the house was the feelings of being watched all the time and thinking someone was watching me from my friend's lazy boy. Not really the strongest evidence of paranormal activity. In fact, I didn't think the house was haunted at this point. Just strange and uncomfortable. I have no shame in saying that at night I would sleep with my blankets over my head because I always felt as though someone was in my room with me. Things were about to go from paranoia to reality, as events in the house would escalate quickly before calming back down to its eerie norm. I believe it was a cold December night, and both my friend and I were home, but in our separate bedrooms. As I said before, this house contained a darkness I've never experienced before, and with this came great juxtaposition in regard to light. The light in the hallway would slip under my door and could illuminate the right side of my bed with some ambient light. I could distinguish color of different objects in my room just from the light that would come from the hallway into my room. It wasn't that late, I think only 9 o'clock, and my friend was in his room working on schoolwork. The hallway light was left on and I had just slipped into bed and of course slid the blankets over my head. I had not fallen asleep and I was still wide awake. It being only a few minutes since I had turned the light off, instantly I felt the strongest inclination that I've ever felt, that I was being watched. The feeling was coming from the right side of my bed. I immediately pulled the covers from my face to look towards my door. What I saw next made my heart freeze. Standing next to my bed, right in the path of the door, was a woman. I could see her pale white face and could make out the details of her hair. Her hair was blonde. She was wearing a white dress with blue polka dots. It was her demeanor that freaked me out the most. She was standing with her arms crossed, and I instantly got the sense she was staring very angrily at me. What was even more astonishing is how she appeared. I immediately knew I was looking at a ghost, a full-bodied apparition. That's where we're going to pause the preview portion of EPP bonus episode number 389. Hear the rest of it. More about the full-bodied apparition and the impact that it made on this individual. Become an extra podcast person. Also, the story of spirits that won't go away. When someone really, really wants them to go away, they follow, they linger, and they do not have good intent. That's also in the episode. To hear it, become an extra podcast person and an EPP, sign up to do that at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. You'll get access to all of our bonus episodes, 389 of them now. My goodness. Also, the archive, which is all of our episodes from the regular show, all of them commercial free, though, when you become an extra podcast person. It is literally the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. We have more ghost stories that have been said, shared on this show, read aloud, than any other program in history. Want access to all that with no ads? Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. We greatly appreciate that support. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.